You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Good morning, Matthew.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So can you tell me a little bit about your background and your influences when it comes to making movies?
Okay. My background, I've always been very creative growing up. And I ended up doing, film school and all that. But I think I see my subjects or my films and stories as almost like a pseudo-documentary type. Filmmaking. So my influence would be almost from the environment and the world around me. So taking in context of the films I'm making at the moment, taking parts of my Filipino heritage and growing up in Australia and my actual real identity crisis that I go through and the people around me of my generation dealing with those issues. So it's kind of, I guess that could be the background of how it all comes together.
Your movies are experiences that you yourself went through. So is there like a particular event in your life that you feel really kind of influenced you or pushed you to create movies like this?
Well, off the top of my head, there are very major events in one's life that I guess you could say always make someone resonate with the story, I guess. And for me, one of those moments was, some of those moments were in my childhood, growing up feeling displaced, but there's no specific moment in my childhood that said, I'm going to tell stories about this particular moment. But a lot of it did come from, I will say, my relationship with my mother and her relationship with my father. The other thing that, and I'll say this from very clearly later on in life that influenced me a lot, was I got married very young. I don't know if that's a very, Pinoy boy type thing to marry young and, impress my mom and all that. But then I also got divorced very young, which is probably not a very Filipino thing to do.
Yeah, no. People tend to want to stay together even if they shouldn't.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, and then that kind of got me thinking, like, especially because that would have been a few years back. And that was actually in another film called I'm Jupiter, I'm the Biggest Planet, and the lead actor in that was my ex-wife. But the interesting thing about that whole process was it got me thinking I am quite different to a lot of people my age. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I guess I've honed in on that difference. And even the film that's playing at Cinema Nova at Monsterfest is an extension of that difference, a character who is completely displaced within his own, not only his own community, but within the place of Australia also. So
yeah, true. And so you're tackling themes and issues that are uncomfortable for Filipinos to discuss. And you're presenting them in an uncomfortable way as well, because your films are raw and they're gritty and they're almost kind of like movies that Eli Roth does.
genre films. Yeah. Well, that's the interesting thing because like the concept of, and I think this is the interesting thing about genre, anyone doing horror, thriller in that area, you can actually tackle a lot of very serious themes through the genre. And in fact, most genre films tackle themes that, like, they find a very, I guess, a darkly poetic way to show a theme that could be presented in a drama. But all stories are kind of in their own thing, in their own, all stories come from the same kind of emotional kind of area, I guess. It's just how you want to tell that story. But for this film in particular, yes, it's playing at Monsterfest. Yes, it's a genre film, but it also has an art house film element because it's actually about a filmmaker making a film. So
yep.
it's kind of, I guess you could say, meta. It falls back on itself. And through that, we actually see not just the process of how films are made or how independent films are made, but the labor of love it is that finding one's identity is, because the director's still finding that through the film too.
So tell us more about Maganda, Pinoy versus Milkman. Can you tell us more about the film?
Yeah, well, I was just getting onto that. The film is a film about a young man named Angelo who's making a film about, I guess you could say, Pinoy Boy, who's the world's deadliest Filipino. And he's been sent to Australia to I guess, clean up the mess that the milkman has left. And the milkman is this big, white, I guess you could say, a villain. He's like a milkman, literally, and he is doing very evil things to innocent women in Australia of Asian descent. So it's a quite dark story, but I think there's a kind of meta-commentary in there, of sorts. Yeah.
Yep. So can you invite our listeners to watch in Melbourne?
Yes. Please come to see Maganda Pinoy Boy vs. Milkman at Monster Fest, the 24th of November, 10:30 p.m. It's a late night session because it's a crazy film. And yeah, I'll be there in attendance with the cast and crew. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And just as a final word, do you have any advice to upcoming Asian film directors or those who want to express themselves in a creative and different way?
Yeah, I think my word of advice would be, I guess it will always be hard to be creative, but when you do make the choice to follow that, and not just follow that from other people's point of view of what creative output is, but from your own personal point of view with that and your own identity that is strong, because everyone's got that in them. When you figure that out, when you do that, things will get a lot easier. But it's always hard to take that first step to go in that direction. And I've personally been a much better person since I went to discover that.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.